Good morning, everyone. We're happy that you're here. We want to welcome you to this Sunday morning, where we're going to be celebrating our pastor, Pastor Preston, and Michelle and Corbin, as they are transitioning into another ministry assignment in Hawaii. And so this is going to be a special time together. And we want to start out by opening, if you have your Bibles with you, to Luke chapter 22, and we're going to be reading together verses 24 through 30. Luke chapter 22, and that's verses 24 to 30. Also a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be greatest. Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you a kingdom just as my Father conferred one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this day, Lord, that we can just bask in your presence. We, Lord, invite you here, and we pray, Lord, that you would just take complete control over our minds, over our thoughts, over our actions, over our words. Right now, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would completely control the service, and Lord, that you would just now bless this time as we bring our words of praise to you, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to stand and to take a hymnal this morning. Sister Charlene picked some songs which were favorites of Pastor Preston and Michelle's. So let's join. And my voice isn't that great this morning, so I'm just asking you to be the whole worship team with us, okay? All right. Hymn number 221 is our first song. Hymn 221, "And Can It Be?" 92, The Solid Rock. Hymn 92, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less Than Jesus' Blood and Righteousness. Amen.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame that wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is gone.
Sing How Great Thou Art, hymn 5.
Thank you. come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see.
Next to you, you'll find hymn 70, It Is Well With My Soul, hymn number 70.
Sorrows like
Take your Bibles and turn with me to Psalm number 33. Psalm number 33. If you have a New International Version, I invite you to read this and pray this aloud with me. If you have a different translation, just follow along. Psalm number 33. And let's begin. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the people of the world revere him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose for his inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down and sees all mankind. From his dwelling place he watches all who live on earth. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. No king is saved by the size of his army. No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love rest upon us, O Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Amen. Let's continue to pray.
Just as people take the offering and come up, obviously thank you for everything. And I didn't know if I have a chance, but I'd like to have that chance now. About the few things that I'm excited about Southeast and what I've seen happen here since I've been here, and that I would say had a hand in some of the decisions, and as Steve and I talked about different things. The intern house. When I first moved in here, myself and Josh and Mac, we were all the brand new folks walking into the intern house. And one of my prayers, and you guys can go back up there. One of my prayers in conversation with Steve was that we would see the intern house be a place where students and basically folks that are away from their homes and young adults could come together and fellowship and be at home in that house to eat breakfast, to have lunch, to have dinner, to be in fellowship with each other in this house right behind our church. And I guess I want to say that what's occurred there is not accidental. The decisions that were made about the Redemption House are very intentional and very prayerful about how we would see the intern house become the Redemption House. And to see that house turned around from a house that was a place of drugs and prostitution to a house that is the church's, and not only just a part of the property, but a part of what's happening here. That students and others that have walked through the doors of that house and sat down and had breakfast and sat down in the living room and watched a movie or been in conversation or prayer or just enjoying each other's company, that's the gospel. And to think that that house was quite the opposite many years ago. And now to know that as I leave here, that legacy, that what's occurring there is going to continue on. So that when the students and the interns that are there now are gone, we have Josh, and I'm praying for John, that we have Josh, the next group of young men and potentially women here, whenever, we know who else yet all works out. But right now, young men that have the character of what we hope to see in that house, and to see that continue on. The garden, I'm happy to see that still going. Need some work, interns. I'll give you scoldings on the garden. Need some cleaning up. The student ministries that we used to have here is now all Southeast. We used to have a contingent of student ministries, and it's now all Southeast responsibility. And that was always a little bit of a struggle as far as what do we expect from the student ministries and trying to get that going. And now our Friday nights is all us. It's still students, but still students that are a part of the fellowship here on Sundays and everything, the intern house and everything. The halfway house connection. We didn't really have a halfway house connection here at Southeast. And when I was doing my releases from the prison, I kept on seeing that address as I did the release process from the prison. And I was in a difficult position of saying, okay, I'm part of the releasing bureaucracy, but I'm not a part of the help. And I was praying about how I could make a connection to the halfway house. Do I just walk through the doors? Because of my position at the prison and my position here at the church, it placed me in a precarious situation. I have to be careful about that relationship that I have with releasing because of my position of authority in the prison. So I had been praying about that. And the week that I actually decided I'm going to go regardless, I'm going to walk through the doors, at least get our information to the halfway house, Glenn showed up here at Southeast. And it was that same week that I had decided that that was what's going to happen. And I'm happy to say, and I know they jumped out to go get some fresh air, that Rocco was next. And Rocco and I had an encounter in the prison before. And I'm happy to say that Rocco's here at Southeast. And that relationship with the folks that are trying to transition from incarceration to freedom, that we can be a part of that. And we can, and hopefully be a positive part of that transition from being in place of confinement and no family to a place of freedom and maybe a part of family that many folks, this maybe they don't, their first exposure to family may be walking from the walls from the prison to Southeast, and I'm happy to see that happen. And I'm excited about the connection that's being made with the neighbors. And if, you know, one thing I've learned, you want to build a good youth group, you get a kid like Sammy. And a kid like Sammy will have 15 or 20 other kids following him. Keep that connection with Sammy and his family, and you'll see the next generation of youth in the youth group. And I think that's about it. The TVs are gone. We used to have TVs on the east side of the cross. They're gone. And I never liked them up there. And the Coke machine is gone. I was always buying sodas for Sammy. So, but thank you. That's the offertory. I'm sorry. I wanted to jump in there. But excited about what I've seen here at Southeast in the 4 years. And I'm also excited that God would be able to use me in some of these decisions and that Steve would allow me to participate in that, in the decisions. And I came here as an intern and a servant and single, leaving here a pastor, a servant, with family. So thank you. And you can all stand up and greet one another.
Song that I wanted to sing. It's a song about friendship, and especially friendship in the church and family in the church. And I wanted to dedicate this to Pastor Preston, Michelle, Corbin, and Andrew.
Who's to say which way the wind will blow? There's so many things that I would never know. If I plan this journey out all on my own, without you I would only be even though I know how much I've grown. I'm still afraid that I am still alone. And all around me people seem to say, I wish I had a friend along the way. Stars are shining even in the day, but we see them when the sun is put away. All the colors come when the sun and ocean kiss, healing all the holds of loneliness. Never thought I'd meet some friends like this. I feel I found a home that I will miss. If one day we might have to say goodbye, I don't know what to say and don't know why. So I'm writing this to let you know that I have never really known the way to go. But wherever you will be, that's where I'll go. Who's to say which way the wind will blow? There's so many people I would never know. If I planned this journey out all on my own, without you I would only be alone.
Now you can greet one another.
Word became flesh, bore my sin and death. Now you're risen. Everything I once held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Your love poured out. Bring me to my knees.